Case 40 of the Measuring Tap. Joshu went to Wang Po. When Wang Po saw him coming, he shut the door to his room. Joshu said, "Help! Fire! Help! Fire!" Wang Po came out, grabbed and held him, and said, "Speak! Speak!" Joshu said, "You're drawing your bow after the bandit has gone." Shui Do cited this case and said, "This is simply laughable. Laughing takes 30 years. If someone asks me what I'm laughing at drawing a bow after the bandit's gone." So, many of us are familiar with Wang Po and Joshu. I've recently brought them up. If you remember, we explored Wang Po's transmission of mind, in which, among other things, there's a sentence, "Mind is Buddha. Buddha is mind. All sentient beings and all Buddhas are the same mind, which is without boundaries and void, without name and form, is immeasurable." And we've also recently spoken of Joshu, among other places. We talked about case 2 of the Heikigan Roku, the Blue Cliff Record. I bring this case up because recently someone said to me that one of his early remembrances is of someone at a Zen center where he was practicing. The supervisor, the head monk of the center, told him, "Total acceptance is the entrance to the gateless gate. Total acceptance. Total acceptance." In a way, that's valuable and important as a practice guideline. And yet, it's just the entrance to the gateless gate. Even saying "mind is Buddha, Buddha is mind," or "all beings and all Buddhas are same mind." If that's what we say and hold to, total acceptance, well, that's a very good practice. And yet, do we truly practice that? Do we become entangled and caught by them? You remember in the Joshu's quotation from The Perfect Way in the Blue Cliff Record, he states, "This old monk does not dwell in clarity. This old monk does not dwell," if I stated, "in total acceptance." How come I say that? Well, let's explore this. Some of you might remember that Suzuki Roshi, when something similar was brought up to him, he said, "Yes, you're perfect as you are, perfect as is, and you can use improvement." See, it's very important. It is truly perfect as is. Yet, if we dwell in perfect as is, we don't see how and what to live. In fact, it becomes a dream that blinds us. It becomes a dream that blinds us. Otherwise, what's this business between Wang Po and Joshu? What's Wang Po doing and what's Joshu doing? So, So an important part of practice is perfect as is. But sometimes it becomes what we call pernicious oneness or pernicious equality. Pernicious because we don't see how and where our life practice is. Instead, we live in a dream about what I need to do. Everything is total acceptance. In fact, the truth of the matter is we're not living as total acceptance. We can say the words. We can even say nothing matters, nothing to do. There's no need to practice. We often call that what's called Buji Zen, no matter Zen, because it becomes dead. It becomes dead because we either deny what's so. Oh, yes, whatever my son says is fine. I accept everything, except when he doesn't do it the way I want it, or when I'm so nice to him and he doesn't, and then you fill in what he doesn't. In speaking of our practice, there's three facets we focus on. One is great faith. That's the perfect as is. That's the total acceptance. That's Buddhas and sentient beings are just this, just one moment. And great doubt, because holding on to those that as some dream, some thought, we're blinded. And great determination or great effort or ongoing effort. That's the improvement that Suzuki Roshi brings up. That's Joshu, this old monk does not dwell in clarity. And how does Joshu respond when challenged? If you don't dwell in clarity, what's going on? Don't know. I don't know that as well. In a sense, we know very well that Buddha, he speaks about this after his great awakening. At first, just stayed in that and felt that there was nothing to teach, nothing, no one who could understand it, who could, and then he made a decision to go and share this with others, to serve all beings. And what did he do? He spent the next 50, 60, 30, 40, whatever number of years, whatever you want to give in terms of his actual date, of wandering all over the Indian subcontinent and offering to everyone, both in terms of his actions and in terms of his words and in terms of his non-words, offering the Dharma to all beings in accord with the situation right now, in accord with who they were and what came up. The first of the great vows for all is beings are numberless. I vow to liberate them. What's important for our practice and for our ongoing life is what atoms, what moments, what beings, what events do we resist? Beings and sentient beings and Buddhas are one mind. And yet, which do we resist and reject? All beings are Buddha. We say in Bodhisattva's vow, when I, a student of the way, look at the real form of the universe, all is a never-failing manifestation of the mysterious truth of the awakened life. In any event, in any moment, and in any place. And yet, somehow, there seem to be moments, places, events, beings, circumstances that we reject, that we refuse, that we exclude. Every moment, every atom is the perfection of the whole universe. And yet, it's the food in our bowl right now. It's the water that we're drinking. It's the person who's saying, doing it as they are. How do we embrace, respond to them, to that, as our practice? Our life offers that over and over, the opportunity to notice how, where, what are we caught up in. We go visit Wang Po and he shuts the door when he sees us. Yuan Wu, in his commentary on that case, says if it were a confused Zen practitioner on seeing someone shut the door, he wouldn't know what to do. See how Joshu and Wang Po are both experts with spiritual powers in play and subtle free functioning. How does Joshu respond? Help, fire, help, fire. Yuan Wu calls him an old bandit. He says Wang Po should have slapped him a couple times at that point, and maybe Joshu would have been at a loss, but we know he wasn't. What's this drawing the bow after the bandit is gone? In a way, Yuan Wu says that's simply laughable. That's saying it's laughable. Really, there's, Yuan Wu says, there's a sword in that. There's a poke in that. Perfect as is, and yet improving. So our practice is this moment. Where, how, not some words as total acceptance, because where, what do we not accept? What do we not respond to? What do we become caught in? Self-centered dream. Even if we call it other-centered dream, it's really for them that I'm doing it. They need to know what's so. It's for their well-being that I need to, and then you fill in. See, this is the great doubt, great determination of our practice. Despite the fact that perfect as is, we discover and see where those are dead words or where those are live words. And that's, we don't need Wang Po to give us that opportunity. Our friends, our families, our life, our encounters throughout the day give us that opportunity to see how and where what is not perfect, what we become angry, confused, saddened, hurt by. That's why life as it is our teacher. and we have the opportunity to remember them. We have the opportunity to notice that if our resolve to practice is there, if we can remember that everyone we meet is our teacher. We don't have to go to Wang Po. We open up our eyes in the morning and our aches and pains might be there. We go out and walk down the street and a person driving by might be that opportunity. We turn on our computer and check our emails and right there, someone's coming to give us an opportunity to notice how we're saying this isn't the same mind as Buddha and you fill in and this is the boundary. This is that and whatever we name it and call it. Right here is our practice. Right here is our opportunity. Right here is the effort opportunity, the determination opportunity to serve our life and to serve all beings that we encounter. When we sit upright, total acceptance, except for these jabbering thoughts and feelings that I don't want to deal with, the unfairness of what other people are doing, all the where we resist, reject, which are the opportunities to see what is skillful when this arises right now. What supports me, us, the whole universe in manifesting this Buddha mind that we all share, if I use such a word. Don't have to use the word Buddha mind, but every moment samadhi, every atom samadhi. That way we see the Buddha in all atoms. We see this samadhi life that we are in every moment. Okay, thank you.